So right now, though, we are going to go to the phones where we are joined by Judy Bolas from Keep Watch. How you doing today, Judy?
Good morning.
But we know you guys will be back in the schools as well. And tell folks about Keep Watch and the ministry that you guys do, because it's really cool and we're really excited about the partnership we have with you this year.
That is so great. And we just appreciate the opportunity to not only pray with all of you and your listeners for our schools and teachers, staff, students, everyone heading back, but our volunteers who just are faithfully in there every week. Keep Watch is a volunteer group that meets once a week in several local schools throughout the area, and our goal is to just be a support there to the work that's being done with our families day in and day out. Those teachers and staff who work with students every day just work tirelessly, and it's our pleasure to be able to go into a building and pray. We sometimes get to pray with a teacher or a staff member, but our goal really is to just go in and to welcome God into that school and to be able to pray for any specific needs that might be there and just ask His blessing to be in that kingdom work that is going on behind the scenes a lot of the times, and just our privilege to be a part of what He's doing in each and every school in Northwest Ohio.
And excited that you guys now in 100 schools hit the 100 mark.
Yes, we did. That's so exciting. And, you know, that should be an encouragement and something to not only celebrate, to take notice of, that many people and that many places desire to have prayer going on in their schools. That's just awesome.
Yeah, and that's a great point that we should mention, that you guys, you're not just barging into the schools praying, you know, like a bunch of prayer gorillas just busting in.
Yeah.
I mean, we get permission from the superintendents, we get permission from the principals. You guys are, you know, you have little lanyards.
Absolutely.
And badges, and so you're there with the welcome and permission of the schools, and either coming in before
that's
or after
right.
school to pray. And so that's a great part. I mean, it's not like this is, you know, we're having to force our way in. Schools are wanting you guys there.
Correct. We do ask permission, and we have a whole relationship that we build with administration. We're very careful with our volunteers, obviously, who are going to be in around those areas. And yeah, it's a wonderful group, and we're all volunteers. You know, we're there because our hearts have drawn us there. So.
And prayer emphasis this week is praise for our God who makes all things new.
Yes. New start.
That's right. Well, it is a new year.
There we go.
Kind of just walk people through what happens when you go into a school and pray for them. What would that look like on that day?
Sure. So get in touch with your building leader. You go through a short training and process and background check, and then you're able to show up at your designated time to meet with your group. We have a short prayer time together. We share our prayer focus that you folks are sharing on the air here as well. We pray that together. We have a theme that is sort of highlighted each week. And of course, if there are any particular needs, maybe there's a teacher who had, you know, an issue in her classroom that came to our attention that we would like to pray about, or there was maybe a staff member had, you know, a family member pass away or something like that. We just take the opportunity to really just lift up the needs that are there. And we have scripture that we pray each week, a topic that we focus in on. And then we're able to, some groups are able to spread out a little bit more and actually quietly prayer walk the hallways. Others have a more designated area that they've been requested to pray in.
All right. Well, would you go ahead and pray for our school, pray for the Montessori schools, and pray through the theme for them this morning?
I would be so happy to do that. So as you mentioned, our theme this week is to praise our God who makes all things new. Revelation 21:5 says, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" Isaiah 43:18-19. "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Lord, we lift up our hearts in praise to you as this new year begins. You are the Almighty One who makes all things new. We pray for new hearts of love. Ezekiel 36:26. "And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." John 13:34-35. "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love another." Jesus, we invite you to make all things new in 2020, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, academically, remove the things that harden hearts in our school community, creating new tender hearts and new love toward you and others. We pray for hearts to sing a new song to the Lord. Psalm 43, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. May every student and staff member experience your goodness, Lord, and your transforming power. May their response be one of praise and worship as they put their trust in you. We remember as well the students and staff, and we remember everyone who has to get up and go, God, for a new start at school, that it could be a new day, new promises, a do-over for many who need that, God, in a new semester, new quarter. And we pray for staff to just be able to love on them. Thank you, God, for the teachers and those who work with them each day, for our families. We pray for them, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Judy Bolus joining us this from Keep Watch. We're praying over our schools. Hey, Judy, if folks want to find out more information about Keep Watch, maybe about how to get Keep Watch into their local school or how to become a volunteer, maybe someone who prays or helps out in some way, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can reach out to us through our website. That is www.keepwatchprayer.org. Information there, a little bit more about the group itself. There are training times if you're interested to jump in right away in the new year here, and all kinds of additional information to get in touch with somebody about what might be available to you in your local area.
Excellent. Hey, Judy, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.